in your life. May you continue to increase in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord brought this sermon to my heart today. And I know that whenever God lays a topic in my heart, I always have to have that experience. It's not easy, but it is what the Lord has for you today. I want you to speak to your soul. Say, Lord, teach me. Teach me today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me open my ears to hear from you, Lord Jesus. I will not look at man, but I'll see you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my King of glory. Blessed be to your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. The topic of this sermon is footmen and horses. Footmen and horses. I want you to open with me to Jeremiah 12. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 12, and I'm going to start from verse 1. It says, righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of thy judgment. Wherefore doeth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Thou hast planted them, yea, thou hast taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried mine heart towards thee. Pull them out like sheep for slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, hallelujah, and the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. If thou hast run with the footmen, I want you to underline that, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou content with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou canst thou content with horses, and if in the land of peace wherein thou trusted thou trusted they weary thee, then how wilt thou do in the swell of Jordan? Hallelujah. Jeremiah at this time was sent to do the work that God sent him. He was there prophesying, telling the people that God, the Lord is coming, and, you know, prophesying and trying to win souls. But he was not talking to unbelievers. He was talking to people that knew God. Hallelujah. But they have gone astray. And he keeps on preaching. And the people did not like what they were hearing, because, like many believers, the Bible is a multiple choice. They think they can choose and pick what they want from the Bible. But as Christian, we are to obey all. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, obey all. The Bible is not a multiple choice. You cannot pick what you want, what suits you, and what does not suit you. Amen. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, Jeremiah was persecuted. Hallelujah. They actually, not persecuted, but sent him to jail at this time when he was talking to God. And he was saying a couple of things. I want us to pay attention to it. He was lamenting. He was angry. He was angry at God. You know, there's a one time or the other in our lives as believers that we've also lamented one way or the other. Let us look at the question that Jeremiah is asking, and which was just in verse 1. He was just lamenting. He said, why does the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal treacherously? Meaning, why are the messed up people always doing well? Why do I work so hard yet not get promoted, but someone else get promoted instead of me? These are some of the questions we ask. And that was just in verse 1 that Jeremiah was very angry with God, that God did not arise. And he said, Jeremiah said to them to God in verse 3. And that made me question something about Jeremiah. I won't say it, but you will figure it out. It says, Jeremiah said, but thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried mine heart towards thee. He says, pull them out like sheep for slaughter. Is he talking to people who know God? Pull them out like sheep, like slaughter. He said, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How many of us in praying, while praying, we pray that our enemy will die, this and that and that. But we have a thought of somebody else in our mind as the picture of that enemy. Not knowing that we fight against spiritual forces. But when we see, we're like, because that sister or that brother stepped on your toe, you are thinking that sister or that brother is the enemy. But God had a response for him. But before that response, let's look at the wicked. Our Lord and Savior, there's a difference between the wicked and the sinner. Our Lord and Savior did not come to die for the wicked. He came to die for the sinners. The difference between a wicked person and a sinner is that the wicked know what is right and does not do it. So believers know what, there are some believers that know what is right, yet they do not do it. Hallelujah. I want us to just look at some verses in the Bible just to relate to this a little bit. Proverbs 4, verses 16 to 17. Proverbs 4, 16 to 17. It says, for the wicked cannot sleep unless they do evil. And they are deprived of sleep unless they make someone tremble and fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms 37, verses 32 to 33. Psalms 37, verse 32 to 33. Stay with me now. The wicked lies in wait for the righteous and seek to kill him. Can you see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. It says, the Lord will not leave him in the hands, in his hand, or let him be condemned when he is judged. If we just think anything evil towards our neighbors, to our fellow believers, we are considered as wicked. Because we know what we ought to do, which we talked about love today, but we do not give it. And that's the reason why the church is in trouble today. Because it's not the sinners, because God is not the sinners. They're out here, out there. But these are believers we're talking about. That's why Jeremiah was so upset. But he said that God should kill them. So are we seeing some things in here? Praise the King of Kings. Let's look at some more, just in case you might be saying, that didn't hit home run yet, Pastor Mrs. But let's take it over here. And I'll paraphrase, write this down, and go back home and meditate on it. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 1 to 11. We're not going to read it. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 1 to 11, talks about another believer suing another believer. Ain't that something? A believer suing another believer. I don't know how many of you during the COVID, you heard there was one of my friends showed it to me. A church member sued the pastor. Before I say, wait, first, see and hear what the pastor did, okay? Praise the Lord. So the pastor, I think he took a certain money that they were putting together, and he, it was the member that actually won Lotto. She said that if she won the Lotto and she put a thing that she will pay 10% to the church. And she won the Lotto, a large lump sum. So it was not the church member, but the pastor that sued the church member because they didn't pay tithes of that 10%. Isn't that something else? I was reading that and I was like, what? The pastor is the one suing? Isn't that something? Praise the King of Kings. So, you see where I'm going at with this. All right, let's see another. Let's look at Luke 10, 30 to 37. I want you to just write that down, because you already know the parable of the Good Samaritan. Those who know God, when they walk by, when the man that was robbed by thieves, instead of them helping, what do? They walk away. That is considered the wicked. Like I said, God did not come for the wicked. He came for the sinner. If you look very well in the Bible, anytime God destroys a city, it's because, he said, because of the wicked. Hallelujah. Let's look at, again, the parable of the talents, which is in Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. He said to the servant, he said, thou wicked and slothful servant. That shows that someone that knows to yield increase, but he did not. Praise the King of Kings. So we have work to do as believers. Hallelujah. May God help us through this in the mighty name of Jesus. Genesis 18, 32. We're still talking about the wicked. He says, and Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? He didn't say with the sinner. He said with the wicked. May we be considered among the righteous in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said, sinners, the Lord came to die for the sinners. Hallelujah. If you know what is right and you don't do it, you're considered the wicked. So, the Lord, after all this, the Lord spoke in verse 5. Let's see what the Lord said. It said, if thou hast run with footmen, and we're talking about that Jeremiah 12, verses 5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, how canst thou contend with horses? And if the land of peace wherein thou trusted, they weary thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? Let's talk about footmen. In some Bible verses, it calls them foot soldiers. Now, the foot soldiers, back in the days when armies come forth, they will send foot soldiers along so that way they will make the other opponent soldiers tired. They're not one, they're many. I want you to look at foot soldiers like the troubles you face when they come. Because you normally say when it rains, it storms, right? So I want you to look at the foot soldiers as trouble that you face daily. Those are foot soldiers. They come to wear you out. They come to create fear in your life. They come to harass you. They come without mercy. They are necessarily not strong, but they send them first just to get the opponents, the people they're fighting against, they send them for just to get them tired before the horsemen come along. Now, many of us, we face foot soldiers daily or footmen daily, and we think we turn back, or we're running helter-skelter, going back and forth. We get good advice, bad advice, and we end up in worse advice. Amen. The Lord told him that he should be, let us know that we should be contenting with horses. We should be able to overtake horses. We should not get tired over foot soldiers. Hallelujah. The devil, I just want to explain something. Maybe it will help you even a little bit more. Many of us believe that the devil comes with horns, has a tail. It's that spirit that comes in your, you know, dream certain way. Okay. I am going to prove something. At first, I know I'm not going to get a happy amen when I say this. Look at the person next to you. Don't say the pastor means he said that you are the devil. But just look at the person next to you. The devil uses the people you love. Not that they're the devil, but he uses them to hurt you. He uses them to be of a footman sometimes. Because that's what he can use to slow you down. You don't believe me? Ask Job's wife. She said, curse God and die. But did God destroy her? No. Didn't they bless the whole family later on? Yes. It was not her, but there was a spirit behind Job's wife. And that's how you have to look at things. When people hurt you, when they step on your toe, when they gossip and talk about you, you cannot hate them. Hallelujah. Yes, you should be praying for them. You cannot pray that the devil should destroy your enemy and thinking of them. Hallelujah. Because God does not want that. Praise the King of Kings. I want us to also think about it. When Peter came to God, even Peter, he said, the Lord said, get thee behind me, Satan. It was not Peter that he was talking to. It was the spirit behind Peter. So it's the people we love that is closest to us that the enemy use. Hallelujah. So whoever might have hurt you at one moment in your life, I want you in your spirit right now, just pray for them. Just pray for them. Just pray for them. Hallelujah. That the Lord God Almighty will shine his light upon them and restore them wherever they are in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there's some prayers we pray not knowing. Amen. Open with me to Mark 4:35 to 41. We're not going to read it, but we touched up on this last week. Also Mark 5:1-20. We talk about the storm when Jesus said, let us go to the other side. The storm that came, that is a footman. Hallelujah. Now, the demons, the legions in the life of the man of the Gadara, madman of Gadara, that one is horsemen. Because let me tell you, horsemen are organized. The reason why they call them legion is because they are organized. When the devil comes, he is not a disorganized person. So if you are not organized, you better get going and be organized. Because the devil is a very organized and very creative. Hallelujah. If Jesus would have told them that they were probably coming to meet the madman or Gadara, they probably would have fled the other way. Amen. But when you are being faced with footmen and horsemen, you don't know what is on the other side. The Lord will not tell you what is on the other side. But the Lord will guide you every single step of the way. And he will send help to you every single step of the way. All you have to do is stick with God. Be prayerful. Don't be far from him. Amen. And of course, behind that, after the madman of Gadarene was healed, did he do wonders? Was it about him? It was not. It's about the many lives that he was going to bring to Christ. Your destiny is tied on to other people. So when you face through problem, don't think just that it's just about you. When there was a storm, when they were crossing to the other side, there were other boats there. They were going through that storm too. If you think your case is peculiar, you better start hearing some other people's cases. And you will know that yours is just peanuts compared to theirs. Amen. May the Lord, God Almighty, continue to make us closer to him in Jesus' mighty name. Let me tell you some of the things that might be footmen in your life. Of course, we mentioned that if they lied on you, that's a footman, because it costs you to do certain things and you react. The devil is waiting for you to react. Because as long as you're not going in the same direction that he's going, you're fine. Like I said, footmen are there to actually scare you, distract you, make you tired, and make you turn back. When you face footmen, it shows that you're going in the right direction. That's one of the things you need to know. When trouble comes really, really hard, you're going in the right direction. Stick by there. Find a believer that can pray you up, that can go with you, that is ready to fight. But when you turn around, that's what he wants. He won't bother you anymore. That test that you've been that you've been praying about, that you've been losing sleep about, that's a footman. And you can't seem to pass. Or that school that you are going to that you are so afraid of is footman. You thinking that you're not strong and you're not intelligent enough to do certain things, that's a footman. It was there to discourage you. That business that you are running, that you feel like if it keeps on failing, that's a footman. Because if God were to tell you you're going to be successful, won't you go at it with that business as much as you can? If you know you're not going to fail. But if you serve a true living God and he's assuring you that you will not fail, why are you backing down? So that is a footman. He's only doing his job. Amen. Are there only children here? Oh, praise God. Your wife not giving you none. That's footman. Okay? Stay focused. Hallelujah. That is footman. You not, you know, working yourself out just to pay the next bill and not making the church, that's footman. Because they want to occupy you. They want you heading towards the wrong direction. We must be able to know the difference. And I'm sure there's many, you know, misunderstanding, footmen. Hallelujah. Insufficient fund, footmen. It's true. Because it will stress you. Think about it. It'll wear you out. You worry. Any one of the children come to you when you don't have enough money in the bank and ask for something. What do? You yell at them. Footmen. There's certain things, but if you believe that God will provide, you know you have overtaken your footmen. Amen. Say, I believe I am victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. Footmen come to rob you of your greatness. But when you trust in God, they cannot do it. Are you going to stand there and let footmen wear you out? Rob you. Don't forget, the devil has a threefold ministry. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's exactly what footmen come to do. He sends his agents. And we think his agents are people that we see. But we don't understand it's hidden behind them. Hallelujah. Fighting with your spouse, just talking anyhow, footmen, you cannot let that remove you from your focus of becoming one. Hallelujah. You don't give the devil a chance. Amen. Let me tell you how you fight. Usually, I would say Ephesians, you know, 6, but there's a prerequisite before that. So let's look at James 4, verses 7 to 10. James 4. I'm going to take some pieces of this. The first thing it says, submit. So that's the first thing you must do. It says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. And what? And he will flee from you. Resist him. Resisting mean, doesn't mean you should go, like I said, full man coming towards you. How can you resist him? You can only resist him with the word of God. And it is written. That's how Jesus modeled it for us. It is written. How do you fight? Do you fight in the physical? Do you chase everybody that loves you away from you? How do you fight? Are you avoiding people? That's not how to fight, because we do that in the physical. You don't understand that there are some people that will stand by you, that they're there to lift your hands, to be like Aaron in your life, but you have scared them all away because you think that they are the enemy. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So the first is submit. Let me tell you what it means to submit. Because in America, submit is a cuss word. I'm telling you. When I talk to some women, you have to submit to your husband. They look at me and they start attacking me. Submission is to arrange yourself under someone. And don't think because you agree with them to do something, that is submission. Let me tell you what really submission is. Submission is when, you know, you do something, even though you don't want to do it, you still arrange yourself under that person. That is submission. Because it's because even though you don't agree right away, but you just want to submit because that is the authority over you. Is it everything, honey, that I agree with you with? But I still couldn't let to give you the food, right? Praise the King of Kings. That is what God respects. Submit to anyone under authority. You don't have to agree. But do it. The Lord will honor you and hear you out. Even if there's trouble, he will hear you. Hear your cry. Hallelujah. That's what submission is. Praise the King of Kings. I'm going to say one just to look for my children's teachers, the people who are called to come and teach the children ministry. God called you to do some, come and teach them, but yet you've not submitted to come and teach. I'm just going to look for your tongue because we need help in the children's department. Hallelujah. But God has been speaking to you, but you are ignoring it. Submit. Arrange yourself. The children need help. Amen. If my children were here, they would be clapping for me. Amen. Praise the King of Kings. Amen. So the second one is to resist. Resist the devil. We said that to resist it with the word. You can look at how to do that in Matthew 4, 1 to 11. Jesus Christ modeled that to us. Another thing I saw in that verse is in that James 4, it's verse 6, where it says, draw near to God. To draw near to God is not staying away from people and just being by yourself. God does not want us to be alone. Because being alone, believe you me, it will get you in trouble. The devil can entertain loneliness. Oh, very, very well. It's so important for us to surround ourselves with believers and not look at them as the enemy. When you face trouble, even when the devil uses someone, the Lord turns it around for your own good because he begins to mold you with that situation. Someone brings you trouble, you will learn to actually have thick skin and rely on God. Amen. So God can use even people who are stressing you out to build you. Hallelujah. Yes, I've talked about the women. Okay, the men. Your wife does not listen to you and frustrate you. Maybe the Lord is trying to teach you patience. Hallelujah. Or maybe the Lord is trying to teach you, you model what you preach. Hallelujah. You want her to listen to you? Why don't you listen to me? Hallelujah. Because sometimes with authority, you are able to gain authority easily if you arrange yourself under God. So when you speak, they don't see you. They see the power behind you. Amen. That is submission. Amen. Draw near to God. The next one I saw over there is humility. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. I wrote over here that we need to stop taking things personal. Because sometimes we take it personal. I mentioned earlier, when we pray, we look at someone, because they step on our toe with foot soldiers. When foot soldier come, it comes from all corners. They will paint, they come with little horns because they have arrows in their hand. They're there to stab. If I turn to you right now, I want you to use your spiritual eyes to look. You will see stabs, plenty of them. There's no more room. So when you come with someone that is numb to room, things start changing them. When you step on me this time, I probably won't take it as person because they've done that. Plenty of them have done that. It is so important that we humble ourselves. Before you try me, I will come back angry. And I will face you with full force. But there's a place where I fight now, and it's in my bedroom. I fight spiritually. I get on my knees and pray. I will not come with you in the physical, but I'll come in the spiritual, because it's not you, it's the spirit behind you. Praise the King of Kings. Because I come to understand that we deal with footmen daily, because there are many. And footmen, before you get to your destiny, they might come for years. Who told you that they have to come at one time? Who told you that you're going to be fighting the same footmen at a time? No. They come heavily. It could take years. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, let us look at some of the things. Let me tell you how the horsemen, what they do. Hallelujah. They've come to paralyze your enemy. Amen. That's what they've come to do. They've come to paralyze. They've come for you so that way you will give up completely. Look at what happened to Job. Sickness, everything. Even his wife said, curse God and die. He was unable to function the way he is supposed to function again. He was distracted with the sickness that he could barely even pray. People did not want to come around him because at this time he smelled. There were boils around him. They have come to paralyze. A foot man don't want you to move to the next step. The horsemen paralyzed the madman of Gadara that he was unable to do certain things. But when he saw the light, what did he do? He fell on the feet. Horsemen are strong. They are so strong that you cannot take them in the physical as an ordinary man. You need the help of God. Because you need a supernatural power for you to overtake them. But then God, if we cannot overtake them, why is God not saying that we can contend with horses? Do we remember who overtook horses in the Bible? Elijah. That means the supernatural power that's available for Elijah is available for you and I. Amen. You cannot do this by yourself. You cannot take on an army by yourself. If God opens your spiritual eyes, you will see that you cannot be alone. They will crush you, even the footmen itself. You need the help of believers. Holding hands together with them so that you can triumphant. Hallelujah. But if you're not soaked in the word of God, how can you fight? Because if you think you can fight in the physical, forget it. You already fail. There's a song that goes, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Many trust in the kings, but we trust in the name of the Lord. In order for you to stand, you must trust in the name of the Lord. That God that did it for Elijah, that God that did it for Job, that God that did it for Joseph, when he had a whole bunch of horsemen attacking, him that God will be there for you. God never left Joseph. He was with him all the way. That's the reason why when his brothers came in front of him, he teared up. He still loved them because he knows that it is not them. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think about it. These are foot soldiers. But did he meet with, did his dream come true? Of course it did. Hallelujah. May God's plan concerning you come to pass. May you prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. May you prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. That is God's desire for you and I. I want us to rise on our feet. I want you to understand that whatever you are facing is not ordinary eye. The moment you realize that, you need to open your hindsight and see that these are footmen fighting, getting ready for you to go in the wrong direction, getting ready to bring you down, then you know that you need to go on your knees to God in prayer. I want us to pray today and ask the Lord God Almighty that in everything that we do, that the Lord God Almighty will go with us in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to open your eyes. I open your mouth and pray. Say, Lord God Almighty, help me, Father Lord. Even when the footmen come, Father Lord, I will not go the wrong direction. Because I love you, because I know you, I will head towards the footmen in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not scare me in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not wear me down in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you have plans for me, Father Lord. I shall fulfill that plan in the mighty name of Jesus. My faith shall be waxed strong in you in the mighty name of Jesus. I know the footmen, Father Lord, want me to be weak in faith. Father Lord, strengthen me in faith in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not get tired. I will not get tired. I'll be able to even uplift my family in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not complain in the mighty name of Jesus, because they are mere footmen in the mighty name of Jesus. But I shall go to you in prayer, seeking solution in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my King of glory. Thank you, my Lord of hosts. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God gives us supernatural power to overtake the horsemen. You are going to ask God for the power to overtake thee. Horsemen in the mighty name of Jesus, the power and the anointing to overtake in the mighty name of Jesus, that supernatural power that you need to conquer, to have victory. Ask the Lord to be bestowed upon your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to help you, that you cannot do this by yourself, that you need his divine intervention in the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, give us that power to overtake our enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, to overtake every horseman in the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, you are strong when I'm weak. Father Lord, strengthen me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be weary. I will not freeze. I will not fear. But Father Lord, because I trust in you, I will overtake in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my King of glory. Blessed be to your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. That ability to overtake is within us. Hallelujah. You need to arise. We need to arise. I want you to awake your spirit, mind, and soul to arise. It's all in our thinking. It's in what we meditate upon. Do we meditate upon the whole word of God? Ask the Lord to fill you, that you will arise. You will wake up. That know that you are not fighting against men, but you are fighting against angels of darkness. That the Lord God Almighty will cause you to arise, that you may do the right thing. The right thing that is called by you, by God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will put on the own armor of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, help us, Lord Jesus, that we may arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The Lord is saying that some need to trust in me wholeheartedly. I want you to say, Lord, I trust in you only. When we trust in men, we fail. If you think that man is the one that's going to help you to get to the next level, you missed it. So you want to say, Father, I put all my trust in you. Come and take preeminence in the mighty name of Jesus. That problem I'm having with that child is because the enemy wants to sway that child in the wrong direction so that I will not see. Father, Lord God Almighty, I trust in you in the mighty name of Jesus. I trust in you. I will not come at that child physically. I will come in my knees because I trust in you in the mighty name of Jesus. My marital situation, Lord, I trust in you to be God unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not look at the problem, but I'll look at it as a solution in the mighty name of Jesus. I will look at it because I'm heading to the right direction with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my King of glory. Thank you, my Lord of hosts. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Horsemen, mature us. Say, cause me to grow in the mighty name of Jesus. I know if I overtake the horsemen, I will grow. Cause me to grow in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to cause you to grow. Cause you to grow. That you will come to him in the mighty name of Jesus. You will draw near unto him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my King of glory. Blessed be to your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lastly, the only way you can overtake a horseman is by following instruction. When God gives you instruction to do something, pray that you will follow in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to pray that your spirit, mind, body, and soul will follow God in the mighty name of Jesus. Headed towards the right direction in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Lord, let me follow. Let me align myself under you, Lord Jesus. Let me submit, Lord Jesus. Help me to draw near, Lord Jesus. Help me to follow, Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my King of glory. Blessed be to your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Everlasting Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord Jesus. Because you have taught your children today. It is not my word, but it's you that spoke through me, Lord Jesus. When they see horsemen, they will know that they're headed to the right direction in the mighty name of Jesus. When they see them, they will see them opportunity to grow, opportunity to stay strong, opportunity to be mature in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall overtake every horseman in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall grant them victory in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall be able to testify of your goodness in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, my Lord of Lords, because you have spoken to us today and we have hearkened unto your voice. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.